Supervisor Mayo moves concurrence. Is there anything you'd like to add? You do have a motion. You have a motion for approval.
Do you want an overview of the report, or?
Okay, go ahead.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, Jim Matthew, Administrator of Housing, will give a brief overview of the report.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisors, thank you. Again, this is a $52,500 contract. We put out a request for a proposal for the service, and our space won that competitive RFP. This would be to provide on-site supportive services at Farwell Studios, one of the newest permanent supportive housing projects that we partnered on. So they'll be providing on-site peer support and professional services, working with case managers and consumers that are there on-site. We decided to RFP this mid-year because the developer was fortunate enough to receive low-income housing tax credits at that location. So there's substantial rehab on the building, brand-new commercial space for the provider, and the units will all be new. So we decided with that change that we would RFP at mid-year.
Very good. Are there any questions from committee? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. Did you guys provide us with the supportive housing data?
Yes, Supervisor. It was actually a request from Economic Community Development as an attachment to the next item on the agenda for the informational item.
Okay, as regards to the next item.
Right.
Does our space have any involvement with any of these housing units?
Sure, sure, Madam Chair, Supervisor. They actually, in Parliament Village, if you're looking at that handout, Supervisor, number 5 and number 9, Empowerment Village National, Empowerment Village Lincoln, actually they're the nonprofit sponsor and the service provider of those two developments. They also, at number 12, Bradley Crossing, do peer support services there at the Brown Deer location also.
Okay. What about number 3 and 13? Who does the supportive services over there?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, the Washington Park Apartments, United Methodist Children's Services, they're the nonprofit sponsor and they do their own services at that location. Mm-hmm. And number 13 is Autumn West, and that's Community Advocates that provides that service there.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, on the roll, on the motion for concurrence.
Supervisors Mayo?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Deskunis?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur is approved.
Okay. All right. Item number 9.